Part 8, Chapter 1.
It looks like it will be almost impossible to get out,
said Johnny.
And it's going to take an awful lot of advice and skill.
He was uneasy about the state Turl was in. Their conference was already 2 days late. They were meeting in an abandoned mine drift, a workings 50 feet underground and a mile south of the defense base. It was dusty. The timbers sagged. It was a dangerous place to be due to the possibility of cave-in. Turl had come silently to the base, having parked his ground car some distance away under brush in a ravine and walked the rest of the distance in the night, a mining heat shield over his head. Silently, with gestures, he had made the night sentry, who almost shot him, so mysteriously did he materialize in the dark, get Johnny. He had then led Johnny to this abandoned drift, and even then had checked around them with a probe. But the monster did not seem to be attending to what was going on. Johnny had shown him the pictures of the load on a portable viewer he had brought and explained about the overheating motor, about the wind. Turl had emitted a few mutters, but little else. For Turl was a very worried cyclo. When the crowd had arrived at the semi-annual, Turl had been efficiently going down the line, checking them out. He was almost two-thirds finished when he found himself face-to-face with him. The newcomer had his head down, and the dome firing helmet was not too clean to see through, but there was no mistaking. It was Jayed. Turl had seen him once while a student at the school. There had been a crime nobody ever learned about, and Jayed had been the agent who appeared to handle it. He was not a company agent. He was a member of the dreaded Imperial Bureau of Investigation, the IBI itself. There was no mistaking him. Round, jowled face, left front fang splintered, discolored mouth and eye bones, mange eroding his paws. It was Jayed, all right. It was such a shock that Turl had not been quick-witted enough to go on with his inspection. He had simply passed on the rest of the line. Jayed didn't seem to notice, but the great IBI never missed anything. What was he there for? Why had he come to this planet? On the incoming receipt forms, he was listed as Snit and designated as General Labor. This meant to Turl that Jayed must be undercover. But why? Was it Numpf's messing with payrolls, or... And Turl shuddered. Was it the animals and the gold? His first impulse was to load up blast rifles and rush over and wipe out the animals, return the vehicles, and claim it was all Numpf's idea and that he had had to step in and handle it.